Turkey's President Erdogan begins his state visit to Germany, and all on board survive a plane crash in the Pacific. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Friday, September 28th. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been welcomed with military honors by German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier in a ceremonial start to his state visit. Erdogan gets down to business when he meets German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The two leaders are expected to discuss trade and the regional refugee and security situation. Iran has dismissed an Israeli claim it's hiding a secret atomic warehouse. State media on Friday said Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, had called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a liar who would not stop lying. Netanyahu made the claim at the UN General Assembly. Iran responded by saying the only undeclared nuclear program in the region was Israel. Trump's Supreme Court pick and the woman accusing him of sexual assault have told their stories to a U.S. Senate Judicial Committee. Christine Blasey Ford said Brett Kavanaugh's alleged abuse of her could have destroyed her life. He denied it all. And his life of privilege could continue if the Senate committee on Friday approves his nomination for a lifetime position on the nation's top court. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is accusing Elon Musk of fraud and wants him out as head of Tesla. The case relates to tweets Musk sent last month claiming he wanted to take Tesla private. Tesla shares fell 12% in after-hours trading after the SEC announced the charges against Musk. And finally, some good news. An Air New Guinea flight landed in the Pacific Ocean near Micronesia on Friday, and everybody survived. A flotilla of local people went out in their small boats and rescued all 47 passengers and crew from the sinking Boeing 737. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.